I'm David Fair, and you're listening to Cinema Chat on 89.1 WEMU. I am joined this week by Michigan Theater Program Director Ruth Ledneiser. Ruth is filling in for Russ Collins, who's away on business. And Ruth, good morning to you, and thank you for stopping by.
Good morning. Happy to be here.
You know what? I heard that a Hollywood star is coming to town.
Yep. Drew Barrymore is going to join us at the end of the month on October 28th. She just released a new book. In fact, the book comes out the day before.
So this is going to be her first stop on the book tour.
Her first stop on her book tour. We like to think it's because she enjoyed it so much when she was here filming Whippet. So.
That was back in around 2009.
Yeah.
And I know a lot of people that ran into her around town. She wasn't secluding herself or anything else. She was engaging the community and being out. Everybody I personally know that ran into her had a good experience. She was very welcoming.
Absolutely. And in fact, she used the Michigan Theater to screen her daily. So she's well familiar with the theater and apparently loved Ann Arbor. So we are the first stop on our tour, and we are going to have her at the Michigan Theater. And tickets are still available at Ticketmaster. And, in fact, everyone who buys a ticket gets a copy of her book, and she'll be signing the book as well.
That's great. She's going to be talking about it. The book, by the way, is called Wildflower.
Wildflower, yeah.
And
yeah.
I have no idea what it's about, to be honest
with
you.
It's actually a story of her life, and it kind of tells the story of growing up.
Oh, she was
up.
Wild, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, she grew up in a kind of dysfunctional family, but has amazingly gone through all that and addiction and all those things and several marriages to be happily married, two little girls. And at the age of 40, pretty responsible.
Yeah, and from what I've heard from her, motherhood has redefined her life.
Yeah, and she's not just an actress. I mean, she directs movies, she produces movies.
She has her own production company.
Yeah. Right, and she has a new movie coming out this fall called Miss You Already with Toni Collette.
Well, that's very exciting. Where can folks find out more information about how they can participate?
They can
just
come
go to MissTheater.org
or look on Ticketmaster for Drew Barrymore.
Well, that's great. I'm looking forward to that, and who knows? Maybe she'll make an appearance on WEMU, too. We'll work on it for you.
Exactly.
There is some very special art films opening up in the area, and we're looking forward to them this week.
Yes. We actually opened Cinetopia this summer with a special screening of Khalil Gibran's The Prophet, which was produced and actually spearheaded by Salma Hayek. She spent 10 years really trying to get this movie made. It's based on one of the most popular volumes of poetry ever. And what she did is working with Roger Ailes, who's the producer of The Lion King. They chose 8 of the most popular poems in this volume of poetry, found 8 amazing animators, each one to animate a different story. So you have this collection of animated stories all based around the story of this poet who's been held in political jail for some time for speaking out. And the music is amazing. The music is written by Damien Rice and Glenn Hansard. I keep saying amazing, but it really is a beautiful film with different feels and different looks, but it takes you on this really, really nice journey. It's for all ages.
And done through animation, which I find, you know, and people are really connecting to it in a meaningful way.
Well, and what's cool is every story is a different animator, so every story has a different look and feel and the music. I mean, it takes you through 8 different stories, but all connected through the story of the poet and his housekeeper and the daughter who's very enamored with him.
Well, I'm glad it's coming back, but I'm also looking forward to something called Goodnight, Mommy.
Just in time for Halloween.
Exactly right. Now, it's kind of a suspense thriller, you know, and some call it horror, but it's not really horror. I mean, there's not the gore and all that stuff.
It's more of a mind game thing. Do you ever remember the movie The Other when we were younger? It was a really creepy movie about twins.
No, and if it was creepy, you would think I would have seen
it. I know. No, it kind of...
What do you mean, you know?
I'm just thinking. It kind of reminds me of that because it really is a suspenseful story about these two twins. It's in German with subtitles, but they live out in this very deserted area, in this beautifully modern house, and their mother comes back from the hospital having had face-changing surgery, and she's in bandages, and they begin to suspect she's not really their mother, and they put her through all types of tests to figure it out. It's frightening, but like I said, there's no gore, there's nothing, it just really plays with your mind.
Right, and it's probably one of those movies where you try and figure it out all the way through the end and
absolutely
turn out to be wrong.
Absolutely.
I love those kinds of movies, I really do. And before that movie, there's going to be a short movie.
Yes, in fact.
Very few theaters do anymore.
Well, it used to be the habit that, and you went to, back in the day and you came to the Michigan Theater, you'd see short films before a long feature. We are very fortunate. Joanna Newsom, who has a very loyal following for her music, has put out a music video that's directed by Paul Thomas Anderson, and they only allowed it to be released theatrically in 50 theaters around the country. We are one of them. So before the 9:30 shows of The Prophet and before all shows of Goodnight, Mommy, we'll be showing that music video. And for Paul Thomas Anderson fans or Joanna Newsom fans, it's really cool.
Yeah, that does sound kind of cool. A couple of special screenings available as well. 2 Steven Spielberg movies.
Yeah, 2. We got our Steven Spielberg Man and Monsters. We have both the family-friendly version Which Saturday we are showing E.T., talk about Drew Barrymore.
You know, you say that's a family-friendly version film. I was watching it with my youngest daughter when she was relatively little. You know, and you think of E.T. as an adult, as right. a very cute little thing and a cute story. I fell asleep. And the scene in which E.T. is starting to die and all the scientists come in,
yeah.
and it's very kind of alarming and frantic. I woke up and this kid was huddled up under my body as far as she could be and would not let go of my leg the rest of the day.
But she stayed for the happy ending, right?
It didn't matter.
I know.
I think
a lot of kids' movies have that. We always talk about The Wizard of Oz as being this family-friendly movie,
right.
and that scared me to death.
So I think you're right. It's still a family film. I'm just going to advise, don't fall asleep.
Yes. Stay awake for your kids. But that'll be fun. That's 1:30 on Saturday. Kids under 12 get in free because it's part of our Toyota family-friendly film series. And then Monday night, we have War of the Worlds.
That was the Tom Cruise thing, right?
The Tom Cruise and Dakota Fanning story, yeah. It's the loose adaptation of the H.G. Wells story.
And Nosferatu makes its annual return to the Michigan Theater, not so far away.
It does. Just in time for Halloween, you have Nosferatu on the 27th. Tickets are still available. And you can now buy tickets to all our films online at michtheater.org. So
live organ accompaniment, as usual?
Yes. Just like back in when the film was first released in 1922. Now, granted, we didn't open until 28, but it's how you would have seen it then. And it is, if you haven't seen a silent film, the Michigan Theater with the organ accompaniment, you have to. I just did this summer, and it was an amazing treat.
I'm looking forward to that. Now, on the commercial realm, Bridge of Spies with Tom Hanks, and he's
yes.
one of those guys. I'll pretty much watch anything he does.
And there's Oscar buzz around this movie. It's kind of loosely based on a true story of a lawyer who was asked to step in and help the government go and retrieve one of our spies who was shot down over the Soviet Union in Cold War Berlin. So.
Yeah, I have read the story,
mm-hmm.
and it's fascinating. Crimson Peak, well, I know nothing about this.
It's Halloween.
Crimson, obviously referring to blood or something,
yeah,
right?
It is a really scary, gory movie, but for those of you who love Halloween movies, this is it. You can go see it.
I assume Goosebumps is along that
Is a kids' movie. Goosebumps is based on R.L. Stine's books that kids love, and this movie's been a while in the making. It's got Jack Black in it, so you know it'll be fun for everyone. But if you've got little kids who love the Goosebumps stories, this movie is something they're definitely going to want to see.
I am truly looking forward to the John Waters film series continuing.
Yes, yes. Wednesdays at 7 o'clock at the State, we have John Waters. This week we have Desperate Living.
Now, see, and that's one I've not seen. I know nothing about
it. Well, there you go. It's got Mink Stoll in it.
How many times have I said that this morning? I know nothing about it. Yeah. Seems to be a recurring
theme. That's why I'm here, David.
So what's it about again?
It's John Waters. You just have to know it's John Waters.
So it's going to be strange.
Right. It's about a recently released mental patient who conspires with her maid to murder her husband and then both escape to the equally demented village of Mortville.
Mortville.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect name
yeah.
for a John Waters
lots
movie,
of gore.
I think.
You just got to know there's lots of gore.
Of course it is. Ruth, thank you so much for coming by. I appreciate it. Lots of choices, so we hope we see you at the movies. For Ruth Lednicer, I'm David Fair. You've been listening to Cinema Chat on 89.1 WEMU.
Thanks.